You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. Good to have you in church today. Breakout Radio Church here on this Memorial Day. It's a beautiful day as we broadcast live from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. And Breakout Radio Church is a global church without walls, comprised of members in over 40 different states and nations of the world, across America, around the world, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. That is what we do every Sunday here at Breakout Radio Church, and all during the week it's replayed. We're a house of prayer for all nations. We're a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, which we started in 1996. And somebody said, why do you call it Breakout? Well, the Holy Spirit gave me this scripture in 1996 from Micah chapter 2, verse 13. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gates, go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. So, Gene and I want to welcome you today to Breakout Radio Church. It's a beautiful morning, isn't it, Gene?
It is, and welcome, Breakout family. And we're so happy that you could join us today. We're so thankful for everyone that's joining us at Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, we are. We're so very, very grateful. And yesterday morning, I was just calling everybody's name in prayer, which I do many, many days of the year. I call all of our church members' names in prayer, remembering them and praying for them. And so it's going to be a great day. We're going to pray here in just a moment for the service, that the Holy Spirit will anoint this memorial service, and that the Holy Spirit will anoint the message that God has put in my heart. But we also need to include a couple of very special requests today as we pray here at Breakout Radio Church. Then we're going to have some praise and worship. So who do we need to pray for today?
Yes, we need to pray for Anita Rogers, who is the pastor's wife. Dave Rogers, Dave and Anita are members of Breakout Radio Church. They also pastor Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas. And for several weeks, Anita has not been able to eat, drink, or talk. She needs a miracle today. We also need to pray for the grandsons of our church members, Tammy and Matthew Logan. Colton and Logan were hit by a car going over 50 miles an hour several weeks ago, and they still remain in serious condition, and they're still in the hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. So they also need a miracle today.
Okay, we're gonna pray for them, pray for the service, and pray for those of you that we may not have called your name, but you certainly have a need today. And we here, of course, at Breakout Radio Church, to be a blessing. Father God, Gene and I set ourselves in agreement right now as we begin this church service at Breakout Radio Church. We pray today for Anita Rogers, who is having severe complications as a result of a long-time cancer treatment. So what a wonderful woman. We pray for Anita Rogers, not able to eat or drink or talk or sing. Yes. We ask God that you heal Anita Rogers today.
Yes.
And bless that Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas. We pray also for Logan and Colton Morgan, grandsons of Tammy and Matthew Logan, members of our church who are still in serious condition, recovering there in the hospital, Children's Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. We ask God for a miracle.
Yes.
For Logan and Colton. We pray for the parents And we pray for the grandparents. And, Lord, we know that you're a miracle-working God. There's no trouble like trouble that comes our way. And so when we get in trouble, we need someone to pray. We agree for them.
Yes.
Even our next-door neighbors. Our next-door neighbor went to be with the Lord. So we pray for the Pica family, neighbors of Gene and I here in Austin, Texas. And we pray for every one of you that have a special need today. In Jesus' name, we know that prayer changes things. God is a miracle-working God. And, Lord, we pray for the service today. Gene and I set ourselves in agreement today that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done today. I thank you for all of our Breakout Radio Church members that are attending. They may be at home. They may be on the road. They may be on with their family. They may be at the beach, the ocean. I don't know where they may be. They may be getting ready to board a plane. Wherever they are, I bless them, and I ask that you bless them in Jesus' name. And Gene and I just agree together. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, Gene, it's a privilege to be able to lead Breakout Radio Church. And
yes, it is.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. We never dreamed we could do this. But here we are, and next month we're going to be celebrating our second anniversary.
2 years.
2 years, yes. At Breakout Radio Church. Been ministering here every Sunday, and we're so very, very thankful for our members. And,
yes, we are.
And if you want to be a member, we'll tell you how to do that in a little while. We're going to have some praise and worship, so I want you to join us. And then I'm going to preach today. So here we go. Everybody get ready to lift up holy hands if you're not driving today, and let's worship him this morning.
Above all kingdoms. took a thought and thought of me above.
We worship you today. We honor you today, Lord. We bless your name today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can you lift up holy hands to holy God this morning? God, we are so very, very thankful, so blessed today to be a Breakout Radio Church. The opportunity, Lord, to lift up holy hands, hallelujah, and magnify you. Come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. God, I love you this morning. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We remember you today on this Memorial Day. We're so very, very thankful and grateful. Hallelujah. We love you this morning. We bless your name. Honor your name. Glorify your name. You're such a good God, awesome God. We worship you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come worship. Come worship the Lord with me, church. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I bless your holy name. I bless your holy name. You're such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. I bless you today, Lord. I bless you today, Lord. I thank you today, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I honor you today. Magnify your name, Lord. Glorify your name today. You're such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. We love you today, honor you today, and bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you today. Honor you today. Glorify your name today. Thank you, Jesus. Before I minister today, we want to give you an opportunity to give today. Remember, the Breakout Radio Church is sponsored by you, our loyal church members. And Jesus himself said it's more blessed to give than to receive. The Bible says, Malachi chapter 3, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. If you have a primary church that you go to, you give your tithes there. We certainly believe in the local church. Been ministering in the local church for over 50 years. But if this is your primary church, and Gene and I are your primary pastors, we ask you to be faithful to give. And you can give today by going to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. There's a donate button there. Just click on the donate button, and you can use your credit card, your PayPal, your debit card to give your tithes today. That's bpnradio.com. There's a donate button. You'll see Gene and I's picture there. And you can give. Just a moment. We're going to give you the opportunity to give, and we're going to speak a blessing over you. Gene and I have been blessed all these years, our 57 years of marriage. We put God first in our finances, our tithe. The tithe meaning tenth. So he said, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. That's where you get your spiritual food. If you're writing a check today, you can make your check out to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. P.O. Box, and you send it to P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. Austin, Texas, 78709. The Holy Spirit put in our heart to have a radio church for people that did not have a church, a pastor. Maybe they work on Sunday. Maybe they're in between churches, or maybe they just don't have a church to attend. And for one reason or another, and they look to us as their leaders, their pastors, and we certainly keep your names before us praying for you. You have the opportunity to call us if you need prayer. And or let us know. We're so very, very thankful. So if you're ready to give using your PayPal, credit card, debit card, or writing a check, make that check to Breakout Ministries. Father, I just bless the people that are giving today. I pray that you would bless them abundantly, bountifully, as they give their tithes and their contributions today. We appreciate their faithfulness. Breakout Radio Church is supported by our faithful and loyal church members. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you as you give this morning. Those are two of the most powerful words that's ever been spoken. Please remember me. And most of you remember that song by Scotty McCrary. Please remember me. And that's what I'll talk about today. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, David had a special prayer request from the book of Psalms. Here's what he said in Psalms 106. And I'm reading today from the Message Bible. David said, remember me. That's what I'm going to preach about today. Remember me. And he said, remember me, God, when you enjoy your people, include me, when you save them. I want to see your chosen succeed. Celebrate with your celebrating nation. Join the hallelujahs of your pride and joy. But he begins by saying, remember me. Two of the most powerful words ever spoken. Remember me. There is not one of us here today at Breakout Radio Church that wants to be forgotten. We don't want to be forgotten. We do a lot of things in life while we're alive so that we will not be forgotten after we die. We want to be remembered. Some people making huge donations so that their names will be on a school, a government building, a permanent building that will be there long after they go, a highway, some public building, while many others simply pick out a tombstone with their name on it, so they will be remembered. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with saying, I want to be remembered. I believe all of us want to be remembered, even in this present life. Have you ever said to anyone, do you remember me? Remember I met you at certain place, or yes, I talked to you that time. Do you remember me? Or when a friend moves away, we usually say, now don't forget me. Don't forget to write or send me an email or give me a call. Remember me. And that plea, remember me, goes all the way back to Bible times. Remember, even the Bible recorded names of people that had operated in faith in the Old Testament. And the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans, he wrote about them. Excuse me, in the book of Hebrews, he wrote about them in chapter 11, the hall, what we call the Faith's Hall of Fame. And he wants us to remember. And so in Bible days, people wanted to be remembered. I was reading yesterday about Joseph. Remember Joseph? He got thrown in prison, and he was in prison, and finally he was put in charge of the prisoners, and one day the baker had a dream, and also the cupbearer had a dream. They were in prison because they had done some things wrong. And Joseph, he had an interpretation to their dream. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 40, as time went on, it happened that the cupbearer and the baker, the king of Egypt, crossed their master, the king of Egypt. Pharaoh was furious with his two officials, and they got put in prison. But after they had been in custody, the Bible says, for a while, the king's cupbearer and baker, both being held in jail, both had a dream on the same night, each dream having its own meaning. So Joseph was able to interpret both of their dreams, and he said, here's the meaning. And then he said to the one that had the cupbearer, he said, here's the meaning, the three branches of 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will get you out of here, and you'll be back to your old work. You'll be giving Pharaoh his cup, just as he used to do when you were his cupbearer. But I like these words of Joseph. He said, when you get out, remember me. Only remember me. And when things are going well with you again, remember me. Get me. He said, I've done this. He said, I was kidnapped from the land of the Hebrews. Since I've been here, I've done nothing to deserve being put in this hole. Please remember me. I was reading about some other people in the Bible yesterday that wanted to be remembered. Remember Abigail. You remember Abigail. And after Samuel died, this is in 1 Samuel chapter 25. After Samuel died, the whole country came to his funeral. Everyone grieved over his death, and he was buried in his hometown of Ramah. Meanwhile, David moved again from this time to the wilderness of Maon. There was a certain man in Maon who carried on his business in the region of Carmel. He was very prosperous, 3,000 sheep, 1,000 goats, and it was sheep-bearing time in Carmel. The man's name was Nabal, which is interpreted a fool. And the man's name was Nabal. He was a Calebite. His wife's name was Abigail. This woman was very intelligent, good-looking. The man, though, was brutish and mean. And so after that happened, David took his men, and they were in his country, and they needed some food. And he humiliated David's soldiers. But his wife, and he was going to kill Nabal. If you remember that in 1 Samuel chapter 25, but the Bible says that Abigail flew into action. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 sheep dressed out, ready for cooking, a bushel of roasted grain, 100 raisin cakes, 200 fig cakes. She had it all loaded on some donkeys. Then she said to her young servants, go ahead, pave the way for me. I'm right behind you. But she said nothing to her husband Nabal. And as soon as Abigail saw David, she got off her donkey, fell on her knees at his feet, her face to the ground in homage, saying, my master, let me take the blame. Let me speak to you. Listen to what I have to say. Don't dwell on what that brute Nabal did. He acts out the meaning of his name, Nabal. Fool, foolishness oozes from him. And she said, I wasn't there when the young men arrived needing some supplies and food. And she said, forgive my presumption. And then she just began to pray, asking for mercy. And she said, when God completes all the goodness he has promised my master David and set you up as prince, he began to prophesy, you're gonna be the leader of Israel. He was on the run at that time. Said, my master set you up as prince over Israel. My master will not have this dead weight in his heart, the guilt of an avenging murder. And when God has worked things good for you, David, please remember me. And David accepted the gift she brought to him and said, return home in peace. I've heard what you said, and I'll do what you've asked. And eventually, Abigail became Nabal. Nabal died, and Abigail became David's wife. I believe in response to those two words, remember me. Nehemiah chapter 13, Nehemiah said, remember me, O God, for good. Remember me, the thief on the cross. In Luke chapter 23, there were two thieves there. And one of the criminals hanging alongside cursed him, some Messiah you are, save yourself, save us. But the other one made him shut up. Have you no fear of God? He said, you're getting the same as him. We deserve this, but not him. He did nothing to deserve this. Then he said to Jesus, remember me. Remember me when you enter your kingdom. And the Lord said, don't worry, I will. Today you will join me in paradise. And finally, Jesus said, remember me. And I'm going to talk about that in a little while when we partake of communion. So today, here on this Memorial Day weekend, is a day of remembrance. It goes all the way back even to Genesis when people requested remembrance. And so today we are remembering. We are remembering to commemorate, pay tribute to, give honor, salute, pay homage to those who have gone before us. It's a day to honor and remember those who have given their lives on behalf of our nation, these United States of America, which I love. Memorial Day is an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May, honoring the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Memorial Day 2018 occurs May the 28th, originally known as Decoration Day. It originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. Many Americans observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials, holding family gatherings, participating in parades. Unofficially, it marks the beginning of the summer season. I know that many of you are happy about that. Looking back over history, Memorial Day, the Civil War, which ended in the spring of 1865, claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history and required the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. By the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding springtime tributes to these countless fallen soldiers, decorating their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. On May the 5th, 1868, General John A. Logan, leader of an organization for Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance. Later that month, the 30th day of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion, whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land, he proclaimed. The date of Decoration Day, as he called it then, was chosen because it wasn't the anniversary of any particular battle. On the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of the 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers buried there. Cities and towns across the United States host Memorial Day parades each year, often incorporating military personnel, members of veterans organizations. Some of the largest parades, of course, take place in Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C. Americans also observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries and memorials, that's what I did from a little boy. So today we remember the 2,852,901 soldiers who have died on foreign soil defending our land. 2,852,901. And this does not include the many veterans who were wounded in defense of our country, loss of limb, maybe not loss of life, but loss of limb, and the trauma they went through. We also want to remember today 20,879 police officers that have been killed in the line of duty, protecting our towns and city streets here in America. We remember these 20,879 police officers who have given their lives in the line of duty. Today we remember those men and women who gave their lives on foreign soil to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, most of them called missionaries. And Gene and I, we have, together we visited over 30 nations. We have preached in many nations of the world, traveling with American Airlines 2.5 million miles to spread the gospel in many nations of the world. But we remember those men and women. Many of them went out of America to preach the gospel, to take the gospel to other nations of the world, and never came back home. We remember those who have preached the word, taught the word, and shared the word, even on this foreign soil, particularly pastors who have been faithful. Many of them not having any honor at the close of their ministry. But today, We remember you men and women that have preached the gospel, taught the gospel, have given your lives to be evangelists and prophets and apostles and pastors who have led churches, been on call 24 hours a day. And today we remember those that have gone on to be with the Lord, faithfully declaring and preaching the gospel. And we remember today our family members who have gone on to be with the Lord. We remember them as we gather as families to decorate their graves during this Memorial Day weekend. I remember when I was a boy, they called it Decoration Day. Not only decorating the graves of soldiers and those who served in the military, but also decorating the graves of their family members. And on Memorial Day, when I was growing up as a boy, you could see almost every grave, family members gathering around. Almost every grave had some type of flowers. And I remember sometimes my mom would, at the close of Memorial Day, and she would see that some graves had been forgotten, someone had not been remembered. She would take some extra flowers and put on some of those graves. And I remember that she would decorate the graves not only of her mother and father, my grandfather and grandmother, but the graves of her family members. And so it was called Decoration Day back then, when people would gather, families would gather. Sometimes they'd gather for a meal, then go to the cemetery. Sometimes they'd go to the cemetery and then go have a meal or spend time together. But even at the cemetery, I remember stories would be shared about a loved one, remembering them, of what they had done and the wonderful memories. And there would be laughter and there would be tears, but it was a day, it was a time of remembrance. And so today, we who are still alive, we remember them. And it may be that you're planning on taking a trip to the cemetery to decorate the graves of those who have fallen on foreign soil or serving our nation, but you might be going to decorate the graves of a loved one. Maybe you're remembering them today. I was remembering my dad just today. I miss my dad. He lived to be 92 years old. He was he did not start in ministry until he was 47 years old. So you're never too old, never too young, as I've said many times. And he pastored his first church in Comanche, Oklahoma. He started that church when he was 47 years old. Then he pastored several churches, and then he ended his ministry by going to prisons. And for several years, the latter years of his life, he was a prison minister. And today we want to remember not only those that have died, but also we want to remember those who are in prison today. Jesus said, "I was in prison, but you did not visit me." And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I went to minister in a prison near Houston, Texas, near Rosenberg, Texas, at the invitation of Pastor Darren Frank. My son Rick and I went there. And I remember after ministering to those men, giving them prophetic words, a couple of them came up. One especially, his name was Michael, and he said, "A preacher, remember me. Please put me on your prayer list. Please remember to pray for me." And his whole cry was, "Remember me, remember me." Because so many of our prisoners, men and women in prison, they've seemed to be locked up and forgotten. So today, on this Memorial Day weekend, we remember Michael. We remember you, Michael. One of my spiritual sons, Daniel Amato, he is in prison today in Florida. And Daniel, we remember you. We remember to pray for you. And we thank God. We thank God for you that he is at work in your life. We remember you and others, the 2.5 million people that are incarcerated today. We remember you. We remember those of you today that have lost loved ones, maybe in the last few weeks, maybe the last few months, or maybe this past year since Memorial Day. We remember to pray for you and the grief that you may be going through today. We remember you. And we must not forget those that have lost loved ones. And there are those of you that have lost loved ones in the past several years, and we remember the first, you remember the first maybe a few days or a few weeks, how people called you, checked on you, saying, how are you doing? How's everything going? Are you okay? And then what happened? Suddenly and gradually and then more gradually, they forgot to call you. They were thinking you're doing all right. But so we want to remember those of you that seemingly in the hour that you're still grieving over the lost loved one or lost friend, we remember you today as you continue your grief. Remember, extended grief is very unhealthy, but grief for the first few weeks, few months is very healthy. Grieving is a very important part of our lives when we lose a loved one. So we pray for those of you that are still in the grieving process. You've lost a loved one. We pray for you in Jesus' name. In fact, I want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, as we conclude this sermon today, we just pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would just remember those today that have lost loved ones on the battlefield, whatever it may be, maybe cancer, maybe some disease, maybe an accident, some tragedy. We remember the people that have gone through these difficult times, and we ask, God, that you minister to them and encourage them today in Jesus' name, as Mark Schultz sings for us this morning before we take communion.
To edge and hard to hold.
Father, we just are so very, very thankful and grateful today that we can remember today those that have sacrificed their lives, those that have given their lives that we might be able to walk in safety, live in safety in this nation, that we might have and enjoy the freedoms, Father God, that we are enjoying at this moment. And I just want to pray for those of you today that may not have freedom in your life because you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, or maybe you're far away from God. Maybe you become disappointed in God, disappointed in people, people that you trusted, people that you believed in, and you have you're in a backslidden condition today. And I want to pray for those of you that you're not sure of your salvation. You say, I believe that if I died today, I'd go to heaven, but you can know. And so I just want to ask you the question, if you died today, where would you spend eternity? Would you spend the eternity, that's forever and ever and ever, in heaven or in hell? If you don't know, you can know. But the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want to give you an opportunity today to know him. And so would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And if you said that prayer, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible gave a promise and that you would be saved. So today, I bless you. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to BPN. BPN, of course, stands for Breakout Prayer Network. BPNradio.com. And then you just click on Breakout Ministries. And when you put your cursor there, you'll see Breakout Radio Church. You click on Breakout Radio Church, and there is a membership link, church membership form. You fill that out, submit it, and you'll be on our church membership list. And we're so very, very thankful for all of our church members. So we bless you in the name of Jesus. And remember that when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he remembers your name because it's written, the Bible says, in the Lamb's Book of Life, remember me. And, you know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Jesus said, I'm reading now right now from the Message Bible, let me go over with you again exactly what goes on in the Lord's Supper and why it is so centrally important. I received my instructions from the Master himself and passed them on to you. The Master Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, took bread. Having given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body broken for you. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So that's what we're going to do. Gene and I are here. We're going to partake of communion. And if you have your elements ready, so some of you don't because you're not. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you're somewhere where you can't do it. But if you're at home and can partake of communion with us, we invite you to do that right now. And then we're going to have a communion song. So the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, for I received from the Lord that which also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So Jesus, we want to thank you today for your broken body. It's for our healing, our family's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we're completely healed. We believe and we receive. And so let's take of the bread together. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance, when you remember me." Remember me. So as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought us forgiveness, washed us from every sin. I thank you, Lord, that your blood has made us righteous, and as we drink, we celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. So if you have your element, let's drink that together. Okay, we'll drink that together. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I know that Jesus wants us to do this so we won't forget him. Even Jesus Christ said, "Remember me." It is so important to be remembered. And Lord, we remember you today. We thank you, Jesus. We're so very, very grateful to you today for the blood that was shed on Calvary, that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And let's just continue to worship him as Matt Redmond comes to sing for us today the communion song.
Trial we will face, and unto has come. By your mercy we come to your table. By your grace you are making us faithful. Lord, we remember you, and remembrance leads us to worship. And as we worship,
Jesus, and all that's been done for us, all that you've done in our lives, and we are so very thankful and grateful. Aren't we, Jean?
Yes, we are.
We're so blessed today, and on this Memorial Day weekend, we remember Jesus. We remember you, Lord.
Yes.
And we remember so many of our loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord. O.C. and Delia Gentry and your parents, Kenneth and Virginia Denham. We were with your mom when she'd been in a coma for several days, and she just raised up right off her pillow and talked, didn't she?
Yes, she just raised up and said, "I see Jesus. He's coming to get me." And then she was gone.
Yeah, just so peaceful, just laid back on her pillow. We remember Virginia Denham, and we remember those that have gone on. And we remember you, our wonderful members at Breakout Radio Church. It's an honor to be able on Sunday mornings just to come into our ministry center here, open the microphone, and minister to people across America and around the world. And just we don't have time to remember all of our members, but we're just taking a few moments to remember those of you that have been members, particularly some people have been members from day one. And I remember our first member was Judy from Prescott, Arizona. Then we had Tammy from Baytown, Texas, John from Ajax, Ontario, Canada, Kip from Bloomington, Indiana, Lemuel from Temecula, California, Martina from Valencia, California, Melinda from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Pauline from Las Vegas, Nevada, Sharon from Marlow, Oklahoma, Carlos from Jaco, Costa Rica, Jim from Pastor Jim Jameson, bless he and his church there in Guymon, Oklahoma, Evangelist and Pastor Roy Ivins, Lubbock, Texas, Evangelist Eugene, Kathy Bullard, Holiday, Texas, Paul from Birmingham, Alabama, Joe Raglan from Angleton, Texas, one of our board members, and then Lester John from Waco, Texas, our granddaughter Brittany Greenlee from Austin, Texas, and Darla Gentry from Austin, Texas. And then we had June from Covington, Louisiana. We had Christine from West Palm Beach, Florida. We remember you, Doug from West Palm Beach, Florida, and Riley from College Station, Texas, Shelley from Sugar Land, Texas, Pastor David and Anita Rogers there in Kerrville, Texas. Missionaries Glenn and Ellen Howard from Edmond, Oklahoma, David from Fleming Island, Florida, Charles from Madison, Alabama, Ken and Sue from Gig Harbor, Washington, Lynn from Surfside Beach, South Carolina, another elder in our church, Gene and Sally Massey, Oklahoma City, Pastor Devin Chime from a pastor from Andre Pradesh, India, Dominique, San Antonio, Texas, Bill, West Palm Beach, Florida, Kim, Oklahoma City, Georgia from Palm Beach, Florida. Of course, Allison and Ian Kieber here in Austin, Texas, and they've been on with us many times. Jim and Marie Christensen, who moved to Football Ranch, California. Lloyd from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Steve Rogerson from Sheffield, England. Wow.
And wow, we're so thankful for all of you. So
yes,
thankful
we are.
For our members.
We could go on and on and on, couldn't we? From the
yes.
very first to the last, our last members, Barbara from Eunice, Louisiana, Brian and Shirley from Kodak, Tennessee, Jennifer from Brandenburg, Kentucky, Olga from El Paso, Texas, Wayne from Washington, D.C., and Kim from Frankfurt, Germany. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it, Jean?
Yes, it is.
And we want you to know we remember you.
Yes,
and Jean,
you
I remember
such
you.
Such a blessing, Breakout Radio Church.
Yeah, Jean, you're a blessing. You had a birthday last Wednesday.
I did. I'm trying not to remember my birthdays anymore, but they come around once a year anyway.
So you're as beautiful as ever. And if you go to our fan page there, just Dale Gentry on Facebook. You can see Jean's latest picture there. We celebrated her birthday. And, Jean, I'll always remember you and your birthdays. I've only forgotten one.
That's true.
Only forgotten one.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad. Thank you for coming to church today. We are so very, very thankful for you attending today. Thank you for
your tithes
and offerings that you gave today. Thank you for praying with us. And remember also that we have preaching that goes on throughout the day on bpnradio.com. And we have some very good friends who are great preachers. And that's Bill Hart, Tony Miller, Lawrence Neeson, James Parker, and others. It's been a wonderful time here at Breakout Radio Church. You have a wonderful weekend. Drive carefully or fly carefully. And have a wonderful time with your family and friends. And, of course, this broadcast is repeated every day, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. And God bless you for coming to Breakout Radio Church. Have a wonderful day.
Have a blessed day. We love you.
We love you.